Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. You know me. I'm Matt Koplik, the opinionated guy who's been shouting into your ear for years now about Broadway, Disney, and Sally Murphy. You may be going, Matt, it's Monday. Where's my new episode? What's this new artwork? Will you ever let a day go by without mentioning Carousel or Smile? Well, to answer the last question, probably not. But hey, we're all capable of change, right? To answer the rest, Broadway Breakdown, your favorite boutique theater podcast, is getting a bit of a shakeup. First, because of some time constraints on my end, new episodes will now be coming out on Thursdays instead of Mondays. Secondly, we're going through a format change on the Breakdown. We're no longer going to be doing obsession episodes or theater news episodes. I feel like it's time to dig deeper. Breakdown is now going to explore the history and legacy of Broadway. It's a pretty big field to cover. Wide field to cover, I should say. So to narrow it in a way that's fun for all of us, I've decided to focus on the works of specific artists that have helped shape Broadway as we know it today, both for better and for worse. Every artist will get their own miniseries, with each new episode covering a specific show that I will discuss with a different guest. We'll examine the show itself, its construction, its faults, its virtues, divulge how the show came to be, and try to analyze the impact that each one has had on Broadway. The miniseries we're starting with is called A Little Sondheim Music, covering the stage works of Mr. Stephen Sondheim, our favorite Broadway daddy. First up will be West Side Story, so stay tuned for that on Thursday. I've already recorded the first few episodes, guys, and let me tell you, it's going to be a treat. Some amazing guests have stopped to share their thoughts on these iconic shows, and you can count on some fun facts, some deep analysis, and even some backstage tea getting spilled. Also, I should say, having been in the thick of recording and editing these episodes, I can tell you right here, right now, expect much longer episodes of Breakdown from here on out. You're welcome. As for the artwork, well, I love purple. Don't you? Now, I don't want you guys to stress out. This is a lot of change, but some things are going to stick around. One, no matter what, I will always give you my honest, some might say abrasive opinion on everything. Two, this will continue to be a foul-mouthed theater podcast because my vocabulary is limited and cursing is fun. And three, every now and again, you can be sure to hear a very familiar voice.
Really, I beg to differ with you.
How do you mean?
You're the top.
Yeah.
You're an arrow collar.
Yeah.
You're the top. You're a Coolidge dollar. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.